In the direct path of the cyclone, waves pulverize the reef. And huge swells seriously damage corals 500 kilometers from the eye of the storm. Cyclones form when humidity and air temperature build. But that's not the only time high temperatures directly affect the Great Barrier Reef. In summer, the air temperature can soar. Close to the ground, heat reflected by the sand compounds the problem. On Rain Island, the turtle eggs are incubating safely below ground. But for the seabird chicks, the cave becomes a searing furnace. Birds must find shelter wherever they can. Bizarrely, one option is to shade your head with your own rear end. But with global warming, temperatures are increasingly higher than the norm. And then, an unusually high water temperature can be just as destructive as a storm. An ominous white glow along the edge of the reef indicates it's under stress. The corals have lost their colour.